the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Hello, and welcome to part four of our eight-part series entitled Beyond Black and White, Addressing Cultural Bias in Word Gap Studies. I'm Penny Smith with special guest Dr. Anita Pandey, author of Language Building Blocks. Dr. Pandey, how does the argument that not all concepts are captured in words address cultural bias?
That's a great question, Penny. Concepts are not universal. Concepts capture the idea of something that's meaningful in your culture or your language. And language is a mirror of our culture or subculture and of our ideas. So to use words as the gauge of concepts that are relevant or meaningful to a single culture and use that as a yardstick for every other subculture or culture that's out there is very misguided. So for example, English is a word-centric language. By that I mean that the word is very powerful. We have expressions that speak to this. You have the foreword in a book, the afterword in a book. You can get a word in edgewise. You could say you got word that something happened. You have a well-worded argument. There's so many expressions that centralize and emphasize the word, but not all dialects and not all languages put the word as the center of language. They indicate and express their concepts, and not all concepts translate across varieties, through things other than words. For example, the evil eye is not a concept that the Western world or English-speaking societies necessarily believe in. And to even express it, we have to use three words, the evil eye. There are many cultures, however, for which this concept is very important, and they have a single word to describe it. For example, in Arabic, it's called hasad. In Urdu, it's called nazar. In Hindi, it's called najar. In Greek, it has a name, a single word name. There are so many concepts that do not translate into English. For example, there's the concept of showing sankoch, the quality of sankoch, which is the ability to not impose on your host, which is a concept in Farsi, in Hindi, and many Middle Eastern and Southeast Asian and African cultures. There's a word for it. And you can look at families and how they're set up, and even the names for families and family members. The fact that the English language only has one word for grandfather and grandmother means the concept of the extended family is not important in the nuclear family-oriented Western world. In societies that are communal, they have two words for grandmother. One is usually, for example, in Hindi, nani, and the grandmother on the paternal side would be dadi, and the grandfather on the maternal side would be nana, and the grandfather on the paternal side would be dada. So dada, dadi, nana, nani. And if you want to be more polite, you would add the sounds G. So there are even nuances beyond words. So you say nana G, respectfully my grandfather. Nani G, respectfully my maternal grandmother. They have separate words for different aunts, depending on what side of the family. So this is the concept of family that is realized through multiple words and sometimes through expressions that exceed a single word. And this is very important for us to pay attention to.
Thank you, Dr. Pandey. Please join us in the next podcast for part five, where we will pinpoint the cultural bias with the argument that missing the big picture, words versus language.